Blog Talk Radio.
Welcoming everybody, 2:30 p.m. every Sunday. We come through here and do what we do. It's another beautiful day, and if you opened your eyes this morning, you're blessed to be alive. No matter the struggles, no matter what you're going through, no matter the highs and the lows of this journey called life, you're blessed because you're still in the fight. And as I say a lot of times when I say these things, it's more for myself, but I'm sharing it with everybody else. Welcome, welcome, welcome. You know what I mean? K Diddy up in this piece. Lady Joy up in this piece. What's happening, K?
Are you off that philosophical shit yet?
Why are you so mean?
Please, please,
Sunday.
In other words, you lack appreciation for a brother extending the scope of his thought and his character is what your ignorant ass is saying.
what I'm saying is we have a dynamic show today, and we just need to start on an up note, I think, because I'm sure it's going to get deep enough in a minute anyway.
You know what? I'm going to deal with for a moment and say, hey, Lady Joy, how are you, sweetheart?
I'm fine, Tony. How are you, darling?
I'm doing well. How did the gig go last night? I heard you was with Ice-T and them boys last night doing your thing.
It was off the chain. It was off the chain. We had a ball. We had a ball. And I passed him your book. And I told him, I said, this is totally up your alley. And I told him to hit me back after he gets done with it. And he said he sure will. He's real good people.
Straight up.
I'm looking out for you, bruh.
I was about to say the love that I feel coming from you right now. It's greatly appreciated. At least you ain't been.
What about me?
You
what
ain't
about
been.
You?
Haterade. You've been sipping on the haterade.
Okay.
Ain't that nothing? Boy, I don't know what to say, boy. I know I ain't going to be in your Grammy speech.
Hold on. I got somebody here. I guess they wanted to. 561, you're on.
Hello, everybody. This is Loyalty.
Hey. What's happening, girl?
Not much.
I enjoyed that breakfast this morning, Loyalty.
You enjoyed what?
I enjoyed that breakfast this morning.
Ooh. Something you're not telling us, Miss Loyalty?
Now you're trying to start. Okay.
I thought you knew. That's what we knew.
No, we didn't know that. Okay.
That's what we do up in here, start chaos.
And plenty of it, too.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, we kind of got off to an ignorant start because of K. Diddy. So once again, the public service announcement has to go out. Represents the opinions and the crazy shit that comes out of K. Diddy's mouth.
I love you too.
Now, last week, I think it was Passion or was it Loyalty suggested that we talk about the positive things in relationships and what it takes to make a good relationship work, because a lot of times we spend a great deal of time talking about the extracurricular activities and being a player and all that. And today she came up with the topic and we all loved it, and I've been really, you know, pondering it. And so, yes, K. Diddy, I am in one of my philosophical moods because we have to think in order for us to speak on the positive aspects of relationship and the things it takes to keep it positive. What is your opening thoughts, K. Diddy, on this matter?
Well, let me see. First, they got to know how to cook, weigh 500 pounds, got a good job, don't eat up all the marshmallows, and we'll be fine.
Well, is the FICO score important to you, too?
Well, absolutely. I have to think about that for a second. Absolutely. You got to at least be doing like 700, 800. You know what I mean?
Joy.
Damn. He likes to be smothered. I see where he's coming from. He likes that autoerotic shit.
See, that's some shit that you learn.
For somebody to just lay on his ass, okay, and smother
him. That's some shit you done learned off the doggone crazy box. See, black folks don't know nothing about no automation and shit.
Hold on. 205, you're on. You put your hand up. What's good? Welcome to Can a Player Play. Who's this?
I'm not sure if you're talking to me or somebody else.
205. Well, you have the 205 number. I'm talking to you, sweetheart.
Okay. 5 is a good number for me. Good morning. Or good afternoon. I guess I just gave myself away.
Yep.
Hi, Kate.
Hey.
This is Shells. How's everybody doing today?
Great, great. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic.
Good.
I woke up this morning. I'm still, you know, I'm still in the fight. We all still, except for K. Diddy, he got a little older this morning.
Well, you know, I guess I could take some of the fault for that because I was emailing him right before the show.
So he's been having breakfast and doing emails. Okay, he just been enjoying
life. I don't know. I think maybe he's having flashbacks. Who knows?
Okay.
Okay. Have you? You know what I mean? Thank you for spending a little bit of time out of your day with us. And I'm going to, don't go nowhere. Stay right there with us. We're glad to have you. Hold on one moment, please. Now, on today's topic, even though K. Diddy once again with his ignorant ass done strayed the topic of the conversation.
He's good at that.
Discussing having positive relationships and the positive aspects of a good relationship. I know you're an intellect, but even though I'm riding on you, please shine for at least 60 seconds and tell the good people at least two good pointers that you think are important to a good relationship, K. Diddy.
Okay, number one, don't bring your old baggage to the new relationship. That's first and foremost, because if you do that, you're never going to have a positive relationship anyway, because you're going to continue to blame your new significant other or fault him or look for flaws that you experienced in your past relationship. Give this man or that woman the opportunity to be who they are, you know what I'm saying? Because they're not that other person, you know, and all you're going to do by hounding them, smothering them, checking their pockets, smelling them every time they come in the house and every time your woman take a shower, you go there, get her panties and sniff them and shit. All you're going to do is create, all you're going to do is create problems that are not there, you know? So I think that's the first thing in laying a proper foundation to any solid relationship because, you know, you need to try to pick the fruit that you want, and whatever fruit you pick, make sure you know that's what that is because it's the same one today that you're going to have tomorrow.
All right. Very good point, sir. Now, that kind of brings me to the next thing that I was going to talk about is to get what you need and need what you get, and you've kind of covered that. That's where a lot of people kind of veer to the left or to the right on a positive relationship. You know what I mean? You got to get what you need. That makes you feel better on a whole, and you make them feel better. And I'm going to let the intellect shine for a moment. In order for a relationship to have a good feeling to it, a good vibe to it, you have to have a symbiosis. You have to have something where it is mutually beneficial to both of us to be together. You understand what I'm saying? I dig you, you dig me, but where do we go from here? We got to have harmony between us. That's real important in having a positive relationship. You feel what I'm saying? Lady Joy,
yeah.
Do you have some input on this?
Yeah, in order to have a positive relationship, you got to have some trust in each other because if you don't have trust, you really don't have too much going on. You know what I mean?
Okay.
You really don't have that. So trust is a big factor in a relationship. And you can't go off like K. Diddy talking about smelling panties and checking drawers and, you know, looking for stuff. Because if you look for stuff like that, you're going to find it. And it might not even be what you think it is. And you're going to come to the wrong conclusion because you're insecure and you're trying to figure out what's going on and nothing's really going on. So you don't have anything.
All right. And Lady Joy has also led me into another point that I was going to make about taking a dose of act right. This is straight out of the book, Playology, which yours truly. got out on the market right now, www.worldmovement.com. That'll appease
Shameless me. Shameless plug.
Shameless plug. That appeases Kid Diddy, though. But it's like this. Take a dose of act right so you can get the things that are wrong with you right. Simple. Kid Diddy just brought up a good point. Baggage. Baggage is something that you can't bring in. Lady Joy just brought up trust. You have to trust the person that you're in the relationship with. And yours truly was telling you about having harmony. You got to have that comfortable feeling. When you're with somebody in a positive relationship, it has to be comforting. You understand?
Exactly.
You have to feel comfortable with this person, whereas, you know what I mean, a lot of times people are together and, you know, I'm just going to use a real common thing. You might have a bump on your booty or something. If you're not comfortable with this person, you ain't going to tell them. You're going to be sitting up trying to deal with this pain of this bump on your ass by yourself. No, don't come in the bathroom.
Okay.
No. Somebody, you should be able to tell them to come into the bathroom and help you with this problem. You understand what I'm saying? That's what relationships are about, good relationships, give and take. I give a little, you give a little, and we're trying to work this thing out, making it mutually beneficial. You dig what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
All right. Hold on. 205. Hold on, 205. I see you again. I'm going to let you up in here. 205, you're on again.
Hi. Well, I'll tell you, you know, you brought up a really good point. And I'm going to touch on it a little bit more. If you aren't comfortable in your own skin and if you haven't found your own security, there's no way that you're going to be able to give trust to someone else. Because if you can't trust yourself, you have nothing to give to somebody else.
I think
far too many people, due to being lonely, And I think part of it nowadays is financial. People have a hard time maintaining being single. And so a lot of people are rushing in to get into a relationship to satisfy some immediate needs, and they're not covering all the bases, you know. We're so used to this fast-paced society. People don't sit back and actually take the time to get to know somebody before they jump in bed with them. And that, to me, is probably the worst thing that you can do for your future. If you want to be with somebody honestly and you want to build something meaningful, why are you going to jump into bed with them the first night? Because right there you're going to distract, and I promise you, I know you men, that's a distraction. The last thing you're going to start thinking about is getting to know her heart and her mind, because you're all up in the
trying to know that booty.
You know, and it's it's a distraction, and it is a diversion from the path that you should be taking in building a relationship, because sex really is a bonus.
I'm going to be K. Diddy-ish right now, and I'm going to play because I know what he's thinking right now, but even building on a good relationship, they have become good relationships from one-night stands. But like Hey Diddy would say, how you going to know how the car drives if you don't test drive it?
Okay. But can I...
Don't nobody want no doggone lemon.
I'll scold him later.
Yeah, thank you. On what you said about distraction, you know, that's... I can understand where you're coming from with that, because a lot of times... people want to be distracted from their problems, and a lot of times when you do that, you know, even if it's only temporary, you know, some people just have problems that they just don't want to have to deal with, and if they can be distracted from doing that, you know, so be it. Some people, it might become a habit, you know, because they might have some problems that they just don't want to deal with, so they're just going to go out and just do the doggone thing until they just can't do it no more.
All right.
So you made a very valid point when you said that about distraction.
Now, see, let me throw this out. I see on the real men now, them boys be doing that shit, but see, the real man ain't going to even want to, like, deal with no woman like that, first of all, because he understands
that's
he can't. The real man understands he cannot jump up and down in every woman that he comes across. It just don't go like that. We know our anatomy don't even work like y'all's. You know what I'm saying? So after a while, we know that we ain't going to even have no bullets left. So a real man ain't going to be wasting on his bullets on somebody that ain't even worth it.
Just be shooting them blanks.
that's real talk there. You know what I mean?
Okay. That's right. Shooting them blanks.
Something that you said before, you know, before the show, you had mentioned about being able to build a meaningful relationship in spite of our past.
Yeah.
And I really want to touch on that because we said that.
We walk down that avenue. We'll go with you.
Huh?
Go right ahead, sweetheart. We'll go down that avenue with you. Touch on it. Touch it,
okay.
Baby.
Well. You'll feel all over it. I tell you, this...
Okay.
this area is something that I have worked very hard on. Because I had a marriage that I thought was real tight. I mean, we had a really good communication going on, but I didn't understand that there was a lot of dishonesty going on his part. Of course, I was young, immature, didn't know how to handle certain situations appropriately. Of course, in overreacting to some situations or assuming things, I probably brought elements into the relationship that would not have been there had I been more secure within myself. So now, when it comes to a relationship, and building a new one, like you guys said, there's a lot of distrust. You know, once you've been hurt once or twice, then you're a little gun shy, and it's really hard to let go and trust somebody new. I think one of the biggest factors here is fear, because you're afraid to tell them you're ugly, and everybody got them. Especially if you're over 25, you got uglies already. I mean, they're starting young now.
Okay.
But if you're afraid to tell your partner you're uglies, then you have some more personal work to do, because there has to be an open honesty there. There has to be a comfort zone, because you can't have something ugly coming up and rearing. And then you say, "Oh, oops, honey, I forgot to tell you about that." That's gonna just
oops.
Fall out. Yeah. And how many times have you seen that happen with somebody though?
Oh, a lot of times.
Never was gonna come out, so they never said anything. If you are that afraid to tell somebody you love about something that may not be displaying you in your best light, then either you don't truly love that person, or else you don't love yourself.
There
all right.
You go.
I can love you, but I ain't telling you I fought all night in my sleep.
Yeah, that'll
well,
be found out anyway.
Know, honey. I don't think I want to know.
That would be found out anyway.
Thank you.
Even
that's,
when you're not asleep.
Yeah, that's one of those things that... Who's that running water?
I am. I'm cooking. I can multitask.
Man.
That's loud.
It's loud. It's real loud.
I'm sorry.
What time is dinner? I'm hopping in the shower now.
Now, it's real simple. And, you know, we as human beings, as we have evolved, have grown more complex than our nature, because now we have a thesis on everything. That's what we're all about. And they keep making layer on top of layer on top of layer on top of layer. And no wonder we're neurotic, schizophrenic, manic, depressive, and all these words that they've come up with. What we've forgotten is simplicity. The simplicity of a relationship and how simple it can be if we let it. And truth be told, see, and a lot of us that grew up in during maybe the 60s, the 70s, okay, Diddy's from the 40s, but we'll talk about that.
The world went through different things, I'll say, over the last 40 or 50 years, and we have gone away from simplicity.
I'll let that one slide for now.
Yes,
I agree with that statement, though, as far as we've gone away from simplicity.
It's simplicity.
Technology has done it, but we tend to overthink and overanalyze things. I know I do.
And if I cannot reveal my true self to you, we cannot be together. That's a really simple truth. That is a truth of who I am. If I fart all night in my sleep, it is what I do. And at some point, if we just a hookup, you don't need to know that. If you like a little 30-day thing that I'm going to hit once a week for the next month, no. You don't need to know that. This is our building, and today we're discussing relationships. If we are building a relationship, you need to know that I fought all night long because you're going to be on that bed. Rather than I wait, you know what I mean, we live separately for a while. You come over every once in a while. And you there, when you there, I get up out of the bed. Where you going? Oh, no, I go fart in the hallway or something.
Well, listen, if this is just for hypothetical purposes, but if you were my man and you were farting in bed, honey, I'd be changing what I was feeding you.
Okay, or put on a gas mask.
Be adjusted or, you know, take the spice out.
It's just like feeding pets. You know, the dog starts farting, you get a different food.
There you go.
Damn. Now you've been Tony. Now they're comparing us to dogs. Did you pick that up? Just like pets.
You know,
oh, please.
He's over there cooking. I got to keep up.
Man, quit being so sensitive.
Straight up. And I'm not riding against you, brother. I'm not riding against you. But the simplicity, the true simplicity of just revealing oneself. Well, here go another shameless plug. In Player about, you know, I mean, my book about being a player, I wrote that a lot of husbands that I met didn't know that their wives were freaks. And a lot of wives that I met didn't know that their husband liked to be handcuffed and chained. Shout out to Joy. Bigger.
I'm just going to explore those possibilities and find out what his kinks are and then make the decision later.
But what I'm saying is, where I was going with, even though I got funny for a moment, is you cannot wait till 24 months, 36 months into a relationship to just drop this on somebody. And you shouldn't need that burden of hiding that from this person.
That goes back to the fear. Goes right back to fear, honey.
Yes. All you can do is be you. At the end of the day, all you can do is be you, and somebody has to be with you and be accepting of who you are. Like, I don't want to wait till I'm dating you for 12 months to find out that you're bipolar.
I think you would probably find that out before 12 months.
Need to know things. If we're, like I said, we're not talking about hooking up. We're not talking about booty calls, and we're not talking about friends with benefits, because if you're in any one of these categories, you don't need to know nothing except we're going to get it on when we see each other.
Yeah, but Tony, also too, think about if a person has some problems that they don't want to reveal, and they really like this person that they're starting to get involved with, they're not going to be honest because they figure, oh, well, I got this kind of craziness going on, but I really like this person, and if I tell him what's going on with me, he's not going to want to deal with me. You know, people aren't going to be honest because...
It's selfish.
When he or she finds out, they're going to react anyway. Now, like I said, this is not something...
It's going to be worse than if you had told them the truth from the get-go.
Yeah, exactly.
But that's why I used the length of times that I used. I was real specific because, man, I'm not. You know, the first 90 days, no, you don't need to know that. The first 6 months, we're still in the getting to know. But after a year, after 2 years, after 3 years, you need to tell me something because now if we've been together, you know, over a year, anything under a year, that's how the theory applies. I'm slowly getting to know you, so no, I can't tell you the things that I'm really scared to tell you.
Well, you know what? you know what, Tony? A lot of times people, you know, it's an attraction between two people. So it might not be after a year. You know, you might be attracted to someone after 3 months. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, because it's the newness of the relationship. And you can be attracted to someone, you know, within a couple of months. You know, sometimes a few weeks. You know, so it doesn't necessarily have to be 6 months to a year.
Yeah,
it depends. I guess it depends on say what?
Comfort zone.
Yeah, it's a comfort zone type of thing.
Yes, and that's what I said, and it's one of the main positive aspects of a relationship, that comfort zone that you have to develop. And if after 12 months I am still not comfortable, you know, we know that most of what we're talking about, let's be real, easier said than done. You know, let's just get that out of the way. But the comfort, that feeling of, you know, looking at that person and be like, man, you all right with me. That's the most beautiful feeling in the world, when you see somebody that you are attracted to and you're building something with them, and you can look at them and, you know, that feeling of, you all right with me, man, comes over you. That's that harmony that I was talking about earlier, that symbiosis, that feeling. And we got to get that comfort level between us, because without that comfort, the trust will never come. I don't feel comfortable enough to trust you with my, what did she call it, my husband?
You're ugly.
You're what?
Yeah.
You're ugly.
That covers the lies, dirty deeds, and skeletons.
There you go. And so if I don't get comfortable with you, I can't build that trust to reveal these uglies to you. And trust and believe. Here where I see, I'm going to stay away from the philosophical, and I'm going to get biblical with you now. Here's, no man walking the face of this earth or woman is perfect. I don't care how much plastic surgery you get. I don't care how sanctified and how holy you are, and you go to church 7 days a week. I don't care how many degrees you got from, you know, every prestigious institution walking this planet, and you spend the whole day reading the Bible or the Quran. You still ain't perfect. We all got uglies.
Yeah.
But in order to have a good relationship, have to be able to bring these uglies to you and say, babe, this is it, what it is, man. And you need to know that. And
even if you think your uglies are kind of cute.
There you go. Even if you think your uglies are kind of cute, I need to bring them to you, you know what I mean? But the mistake a lot of people make is they get married, have kids, and keep all this to themselves, and then you so deep off into this bond. And then 7, 8, 9, 10 years, you done raised the kids, and suddenly, after 18 years, oh, I'm gay, baby. What the hell, Negro? You couldn't have told me.
Hey, now that's not funny. I know somebody that went through that.
That's what I'm saying to you. That's what I'm saying to you. You don't want to build. You have to build your foundation, and that's what a lot of us have lost, like me. Here goes what a lot of players don't tell people, and that's why I am oh so real. I am completely scarred by my Playboy lifestyle that I've led. Because of all the things that I've seen and done and the things that I know people are capable of and the low-down deeds that I've been a part of, I'm scarred by that, man.
So you need a special girl.
You see, and sometimes it takes dealing with somebody like me who's been a player as long as he can remember. And he is just trying to work out the kinks and bugs now to change his ways because he's had children. Like you said, you just said a very thing. It takes a special kind of person to deal with me. Because if your insecurities are not in check, being around me is definitely going to play on your insecurities, man. And those are the uglies that we all carry. You know what I mean? If you're a nympho, if you're a psycho, these are things people need to know rather than wake up one day and I'm all tied up with you standing over me with hot grease.
Hey, come on, bro.
Yeah, but Tony, come on now.
Hey,
they ain't gonna reveal
how
that
many,
to you. They're
hey,
not gonna tell you that.
How many crazy people do you know that honestly know that they're crazy?
Well, we'll admit it if they do know.
You know, I admit regularly that I'm crazy, but I have a lot of people who tell me I'm not, so.
They lying.
Oh,
yeah, they lying.
At least I know to some level I've lost it. I'm okay with it. I don't make any excuses for it. I do let people know.
Well, that's a good thing.
At least you're working on yourself. There are people who hide these facts. People need to know these facts. Now, I mean, and also, in saying this, you yourself need to open your eyes to the reality of who you're dealing with and what you're dealing with. And
I want your eyes to be open. I don't want any questions going in. I'm tired of people backing out because they didn't know this, that, or the other, or they didn't tell me this, and I should have known. I want to know if I'm going to let my part get involved. If I'm going, and I don't use this term lightly, if I'm going to submit, and that is a key word, and because it's required of both people, when you decide to enter into a relationship, both must be willing to submit. If you don't, then there's nothing happening.
There you go.
If you can't submit willingly and with an open heart, then you aren't truly giving yourself to your partner, and it's unfair to them to let them.
There you go. And these are the decisions that we have to make. These are the decisions of having a good relationship, because I love when the conversation leads me to one of my pointers. You have to choose your battles. Sometimes you got to lose one in order for the harmoniousness of your relationship to go on. Sometimes you got to be like, you know what? Nah, I'm good. I'm gonna keep my mouth shut on this one right here. Let that go on and slide. And then there are other times that you have to speak up. But it's not. It should be one person doing that. It should be both parties. You're like, you know what? We need this harmony to keep flowing. So is this topic something I'm willing to overlook or move beyond? And then there's certain topics you can't move beyond. You understand what I'm saying? So it comes all the way back to revealing. You know what I mean? Don't nobody want to come home and find their wife, you know, with two guys. That's kind of a surprise. I should have known that prior. That's how you get down, baby.
Yeah.
Well, we got the wife.
A friend of mine called me up in December with that situation. Literally called me standing there and said, "You won't believe what I just walked in on." And it was his lunch break. He had gone home to pick up something he had forgot. He needed at work. Came home, it was her day off, and they were up in there getting busy. And that could have turned out to be a very volatile situation. And, you know,
there you go. See what I'm talking about on the knowing that she or the old lady should have brought that to the table, because a good relationship is not everything, understanding each other. It comes down to another understanding factor, because, you know, a lot of us, you know what I mean, I'd like to tell people, I call them forces of nature. There's certain men and women out there who are forces of nature, and it takes a special breed to deal with them, but you shouldn't bring somebody into that realm if they're not from it, you know what I mean? You got to be with somebody who understands, you know, every now and then, I like a gangbang. I think this is something a man should know, or a woman should know before they marry you.
Yeah.
Then get married and you come home and, you know, meet your husband walking through the house with three women chained up behind, like, come on, ladies.
Well, you know, that's what he was telling me. When he was on the phone, I'm saying, you know, just pack what you need, get out of there right now, don't even talk to her. And here he's talking to her while I'm saying this. He says, you know, is it really like this? Is it like that? All you had to do was just tell me. I would have been cool with it. We could have made adjustments. You just had to tell me. And,
there you go.
You know, that's,
revealing
that's
the ugly.
It.
Revealing the ugly. It comes back to that comfort zone, that trust, and me being able to reveal the uglies to you. That's what a good relationship requires. But you don't need to deceive people. I'm not into deception like that, man. Like, even when I was being a player, I put it out there. You put it out there. You a player. This is who I am, baby. Handle it, so keep it moving. Let your shoe sole hit the straw, baby, if you ain't with it. I'm not into these guys and these women who have kids and marriages and all these things involved. I'm a firm believer in the universal right to be who and what you choose. Some people like being what they are. Go on and be you. Don't draw anybody into your deception. Present yourself for who and what you are. That's what a good relationship requires. Whether it's a personal relationship or business relationship, present things for who and what they are.
Well, let me ask you this. What if you don't realize it until after the fact?
Oh, that just means that you weren't honest.
You might not even realize it until later on, you know?
What some of your uglies
might be.
Ugly. How old you gotta be? Shit, you know that shit when you're young.
Thank you.
I'm just saying.
You know you're ugly. You may not be willing to admit it to yourself. You might remind yourself long enough that you bought your own lie. But deep down inside, in those quiet moments, you know you're ugly.
If you like gangbangs, you know that feeling. That feeling that you don't just wake up to them and be like, I feel like having like...
feel like busting loose.
That's been stuff a long time ago to you, and you should have known that. And you know, once again, even in my new book, I put it...
Shameless plug coming along.
Shameless plug.
You are a missionary kind of person. You enjoy the missionary position. You're not adventurous. It is hard to be with somebody who is adventurous because this person likes different positions, different angles, different things, like to lower themselves down from the chandelier and stuff of that nature.
Oh, but you're telling on yourself, huh? I can dig it. I can dig it.
Hold on. Somebody else here. 813,
good afternoon, pretty Tony. It's Passion, and I was just going to tell you, I'm loving your show, and what you just said was the most realest thing that can be said, that people need to be able to be honest. You know, things work so much better when there's honesty out there, not a lot of hidden deception, lies, and just bullshit coming up constantly.
That's true. That's so true.
If you listen to me, anybody out there hearing the sound of my voice right now, and it took me a long time, and it took some serious sitting down being honest with myself about a lot of things. There was a time in my life when one woman just couldn't do it for me. And came free of the burden. I just presented myself for what I am. I'm like, look, you know, today Monday, you the Monday girl. I'm being real with you. You understand what I'm saying? You have the universal right to be what you want to be. To be free.
Just let the other person know.
There you go. Just let the other person know. Then that person has the option of saying, you know what, nah, I'm good. My mama didn't raise me right. I chill over there. I need to know as a player to scoot along. But,
on the phone.
I mean, you're free to be for what you want to be, man.
But.
So, major things in having a good relationship is the freedom to be yourself.
If you're with somebody who truly loves you, they're going to want you to be yourself. They're not going to want you to change for them. Come on now, let's get real with it.
Because then that's when it switches to I am being what you want it to be. That's when it switches to I am not my true self. And a lot of
us. That is not love. That is not love.
True self requires that I am able to freely be myself and bring this to you as my loved one and say this is what's going on. And they can be like, okay, I can deal with this up to this point, but I can't deal with that. And then if you care for this person, you'd be like, okay, babe, since you've given, I'm going to give a little bit. Comes back to that give and take again. You know what I mean?
That's true.
But see, first you have to have the conversation. You got to talk. You got to communicate. If you cannot communicate openly with each other without fear and with total honesty and openness, then you have nowhere to go.
Yeah, well, you know, a lot of people aren't always honest. And it's like I said, you know, it's like if they start liking a person and they know what's going on with them, but they don't want to lose that person, they're not going to be honest. You know, they're going to keep it to themselves until it reveals itself, which is wrong.
It is, and we've all of us, myself included, have been dishonest and deceptive at times for whatever our reasons. So ain't nobody sitting up on here, whoever out there in Listenerville, thinking anybody from here judging nobody, because I hate people to feel like that. We're just discussing the aspects of having a relationship despite your past. And if you can't accept my past, because you know what I mean? My past doesn't define me, and my actions now tell you that. If my actions still tell you that I'm still connected to my past, then you have a reason to judge me. But if my actions now shows you that I am not that person anymore, you have to deal with the me of now. And that's what we all understand. The Buddhists tell you to stay in the moment.
Well, you're talking about accountability.
You know what I mean?
You're talking about being accountable for your actions and being responsible about how you deal with things now. I think that's something that people lack in general is accountability. There's hardly no accountability for anything. That's why people sue each other. No one wants to take responsibility for the mistakes that they made. So,
okay. And even with that accountability, the person hearing you tell them what you're being accountable for, they also have to be honest, because they're just some people who don't want to know. Because their ego and their mind can't handle it, you know. There are some men who can't handle the fact that when their fiance was 19, she's now 28, she had a threesome. That thought drives them out of their mind. I'm like, okay, I didn't even know you then. But I'm telling you that happened. So you all, that person also has to be honest with themselves and be like, if your ego can't handle the fact that three brothers was beating up your fiance, don't ask. Don't want to know, don't just say, I don't want to know. But don't sit there and say, oh, you can tell me, and then when I tell her, well, you know, when she's like, well, when I was 19, I had a threesome. Then you flip out, and I just met you 4 years ago. We're talking about a decade ago, homie. I didn't even know your ass.
Yeah, okay.
What are you flipping out about? And ruin, so once again, honesty comes into it. Your ego can't handle a bruise like that. Say, baby, here now, I don't want to know. How long ago was this, 10 years? I didn't even know you 10 years ago. I don't want to know. Because if you put it in my mind, I can't get it out.
Hey, yeah, I don't want to know about all your gang-banging sessions.
I don't
want to
know either.
But don't ask then. Don't ask, don't tell.
Don't ask.
Well, you know, that's a key point, honestly. I was even telling Kate Diddy earlier that if I'm the kind of person that I won't offer up a whole lot of information. I'll wait till there's enough of a trust and a comfort zone developed there. But then, you know, if somebody asks me a question, I'm going to be honest. I'm, you know, if they're asking, then shoot, you lie about it.
They want to know.
it's going to come back and smack you good. So, yeah, I'll tell them, you know.
But once again, like we said, I hope that person is honest, because a lot of times our mouth says one thing, but our hearts and our minds know the truth. So if you're willing to serve up and be accountable for what you did, let this go, or is this going to haunt me? Understand what I'm saying? Is that sex tape you made when you 18 going to bother me? You know what I'm saying? Whatever it is, you know, I caught a case when I was 19 and I did 2 years, and I want you to know that I'm no longer this person, but you know what I mean? Can you move beyond that? If you don't want to know, don't ask me.
Where can we get some of the tapes so we can sell that shit?
Okay, Diddy, you know.
Go on and put the public service disclaimer out there, Jack. Okay, Diddy, please.
He's just wrong, wrong, wrong. As usual.
I was just trying to figure out how to make an honest dollar.
Yeah, you and your McDonald's paycheck.
Wait, with Lady Joy cooking, you made me hungry. So I ducked out to the sushi bar around the corner from my house. I'm about to stuff my face and bid you all a wonderful afternoon.
Well, we appreciate you putting your input.
Well, thank you.
We totally appreciate that.
Nice to be on.
And we want you to call in again because you have really good input, opinions, and all of that. And we like that. That's what we like.
And tell the rest of the people in the, that are signed on the call, too.
All right. Hold on. I think, is she there? Hold on. Let me see if she's still there. 205, you still with us?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I hope you got all the well wishes from all of us.
Yes, I did. Thank you.
All right, you have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
So,
Loyalty and Passion. Where's my girls, Loyalty and Passion? I love hearing from them.
We're on the line.
Okay. Throw in y'all's 2 and 4 cents. Because y'all are very intelligent ladies, and people need to hear your opinions on things, especially K. Diddy, because, you know, he be tripping out and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, thank you much. We're just enjoying your topic today. You guys are really on it.
Well, that's good. Yeah, we have to be on it. And we have to keep K. Diddy in line because, you know, he's not a relationship expert.
Oh, damn, that's wrong. That's a real low blow, George. Seriously.
Hey, you know, ain't it?
I'm just proofing.
Ain't it? You know, everybody.
Oh, baby, you know I love you.
Everybody got no 9 jobs, you know, just because I ain't forcing it right now.
But I love the topic that we have today because, you know, it needs to be out there and people need to voice their opinion on that. Because a lot of people got different opinions about things like that. And some people might think, oh, well, I don't need to tell them everything. And then, two, understand you might reveal a little bit too much, you know,
so
and thinking, oh, okay, well, I can tell them about this here, and, you know, since we're getting close and everything, new.
So you gotta be careful how what you're saying, others. Be careful how comfortable you get.
Yeah, exactly. You might get a little too comfortable, and they'd be like, let me call you back. I gotta take out the trash. You know.
I agree with you, Joy. Some of that stuff has to be time tempered. You know,
okay.
With everything right up front, slowly but surely, like you said, you're.
In doses, in layman's term, you got to give it in doses.
Yeah, you don't want to lay too much on them at one time.
That sounds like, well, I don't really trust you right now yet.
Well, that sounds like you don't want to scare people off unwittingly.
Right, okay.
Well, it's the same thing.
Well, K. Diddy, we know how you scare people, okay?
Yeah, well, everybody's not an alcoholic. Some people can deal with one drink for 3 weeks.
And we know it is not you, okay?
Shoot. That's all I can afford.
Yeah, we know.
Because, see, I be keeping it real, just like we talking about today. You know, I know I'm damaged, so it's all good.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, you and your ripple.
Yeah, I know. I got issues. That's right. If a woman don't drink Ripple, a guy from White Port, we can't even talk. There you
go.
Wow.
That's why you buy yourself, Neil.
And some chili fries.
Okay.
Hey,
and that's the Frito ones that you buy and pour chili in the bag, right?
No, I get them off. I get them off the little, you know, Mario little ice cream trucks that come by, like, you know, maybe every other day.
Okay, and remember what Tony was talking about, having to leave the room so you can pass gas, so you don't want your significant other to know about that. That's why you by yourself now eating all them damn chili fries.
Well, I ain't really had no chili fries lately because I've been on the Vienna sausage.
Okay.
So, had the Vienna sausage with some barbecue sauce. and I put some Jello on the top. And then I had a little bit of whipped cream, and I wanted to spice it up. So I didn't have, you know, no garlic, so I used cheese.
And then you wear it, right?
Oh, no, no. See, you don't even get it. See, then you put that on top of a piece of bread, and then you bake it.
Gosh, you are just wrong. For whatever reason, you're just wrong.
Calling number 646-929-2870. Can a player play live here every Sunday at 2:30 with your boy Pretty Tony, Lady Joy, and my man K Diddy. We out here at the sun. We're talking about, I think there's a barrier between us or a bridge, but you know, it ain't perfect. But we, as long as we communicate a little bit, and today we're discussing, you know, good aspects of, you know, a good relationship despite yesterday. You know what I mean? What does it take? And a couple of things that we've covered is, A, you got to have that comfort zone. That's real important in a good relationship where you can talk to the person.
That's true.
Trust spawns from that comfort zone. Another thing we discussed is baggage, you know, dragging a lot of baggage, both parties. And also, we were discussing the harmony, the symbiosis, you know what I mean? Both people in a mutually benefiting relationship. In order to have a good relationship, it has to be beneficial to both parties. You know what I mean? Whatever that benefit is, as long as both parties are getting good benefits, it's considered a good relationship. Now, you know, that is open to interpretation because, you know, with my sick mind, I can say if an old man with a young woman and she giving him coochie and she taking care of her, hey, that all washes out to me. That's a damn good relationship. You sugar daddy, I'm your young mama. I consider that a good relationship. Both of them winning. She getting put through school and her bills getting paid and he got some eye candy on his arm. I consider that a good relationship.
Oh, but man, you talking about tricking in the name of the Lord. That's what that is.
Damn. Wow.
Don't mess with me. I saw iced tea last night.
So hold on. Yeah, somebody just said Tony. Who was it?
That's Passion. I want to ask you, what's the medium age that a man decides to put up his player boots in? Settle down. Is there a medium age?
Nah, I can't even fuck.
Any age?
Honestly, it's a difficult choice because some cats by the age 23, 24, they can make a conscious decision that they want to change, while some cats are still 50-year-old and still ain't hung it up. You know, so there's no age. The only thing I can say is that, according to scientists, the male brain don't really have about 26. I mean, that's we truly get to processing some things, you know what I mean? And a lot of us are just guilty of dick first thinking. We are, every man been through it. My dick think this, I'm doing it.
Let me put on my intellectual hat for a minute. That all goes.
Here we go.
Look, pay attention. You might learn something, small crowd.
I got
it. It all goes back to people's individual insecurities.
Please elaborate.
Well, that's the root of it all. You know, that's why a lot of men feel like they got to go out there and be trying to hit everything. You know what I'm saying? So they feel like they got to prove something. And they ain't really proving nothing to the women. They trying to prove something to themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So that goes back to when one hang up their player's card. Well, it comes at different times and different parts at different times in different people's lives because, one, some men, when they stop being little boys and they grow up and feel like they ain't got to try to prove nothing to nobody, there's no need for that. Plain and simple.
Okay.
Oh, look at you trying to have an intelligent conversation. Almost.
What? I knew it was in there. Now, I'm gonna tell y'all something, I mean, even though I be up on here shamelessly plugging my own book, if there's anybody out there listening to me, any young man or young woman, because he wrote two books. James Allen wrote a book called As a Man Thinketh, and he also wrote one called As a Woman Thinketh. They're just little books. They're not nothing overwhelming, you know. They're just little books. As a Man Thinketh, one of the greatest books I ever went, and when I was going through my own transformation and, you know, putting the intellect together with the street knowledge, it really helped me. Because in it he wrote, until thought is linked with purpose, there is no intelligent accomplishment. With the majority, the bark of thought is allowed to drift upon the ocean of life. Aimlessness.
Oh, dude.
And such drifting must not continue for him who could steer clear of catastrophe and destruction. Basically, as young men, we just doing what young men do. We flowing on straight up testosterone. We flowing on straight up immaturity. But as we mature, we can put the thought and the purpose together. That's when you change. There's no age I can think of that. A lot of times it's like the birth of a child, the death of your mama. You know, you did some time. One of the homies died. Anything can trigger you. Or you just meet that young lady who just grabs you. You know what I mean? And sometimes that just happens. You just meet somebody who just grabs you. And you're like, whoa, where did you come from?
Mm-hmm.
You're like, nah, I can't let this slide. I'm cool with the hood rats. You know what I mean? They serve their purpose. I got my practice.
Now it's on like Donkey Kong.
Yeah, so, you know, I mean, even with women, you know what I mean? Until a lot of a woman figures out her true identity, not what her mama told her or what her daddy told her or what her homegirl told her, until you hit that I'm comfortable in my skin and Dejanay's opinion don't matter to me, you know what I mean? It might prove difficult. Straight up. So that's where we are, man. Once again, can a player play? We haven't, man, the show has been going so well, we ain't even took no musical break. The topic just seemed to be off the chains. Switchboard lit up, and was it passion? Was it you or loyalty who brought it up last week?
It was passion.
That great damn count. Troublemaker.
That's
damn
curious.
There he go, hating.
That damn troublemaker.
No.
Y'all ain't no troublemakers. He's just hating, that's all. That's all. Home buckethead know how to do.
Yes, indeed. Oh, wow. I really love this topic today. You know what I mean? I don't know if y'all can sense it in my voice, because this is something that I had to personally sit down, and that's another thing I need to put out there for men and women. At some point in your life, in order for change to come, in order to build a good relationship, you got going to have to stop and self-evaluate. Take stock of your own life. Once you stop, take stock of your own life and start looking at things and seeing things, you'll say, okay, I made that sex tape when I was 19, but I'm 20-something years old now, so I ain't making no more. And I just ain't going to have no gang of brothers running up in here, going all up in me. And by next week, I'm lonely again.
Because I didn't make enough money on the last 30 I made.
Thank you.
Okay.
So, oh, leave that alone.
yeah.
Evaluation is the key. Before you ever meet that person who you're going to bond with and be with for a while, you got to take stock of yourself. You have to change some things about yourself, because thought brings, you know what I mean, the energy you put out is what you get back.
There you go.
And if bullshit is what you putting out, how do you expect happiness and bliss and harmony to come to you? You are a part of chaos. Chaos and harmony do not strive together. They go against each other, yin and yang. You see, they go to philosophical stuff, K. Diddy. Hate it. Hate it. Take another dose of it.
That's because he can't relate.
Hey, man, look. I might have some yin and yang for dinner tonight. They got a Pan Express around the corner.
Wow.
That ain't even nothing I can say to that. You got issues?
Big time.
But anyway, you know what I mean? I can't stress this enough. Take some time. If you've had a string of bad relationships, just stop for a moment. Whatever that moment is, a week, a month, a year, 6 months, don't jump off a dick Monday and by Friday you're in another relationship. You didn't give yourself no time to breathe, ladies.
And gentlemen.
And quit
nagging so damn much. Nobody
want to
hear that shit all the damn time.
Don't nobody nag you anyway, because you by yourself, okay?
McDonald, man. That's why. I'm nag proof.
There you go. And, you know, and seriously, even though K. Diddy is being himself, and you got dudes who nag. Let's be real. You got dudes who grew up with sisters and their mama, and they pick up certain habits, and they nag. They nag and they nag and they complain. Don't nobody want nobody whining all the time. It's irritating, be it male or female, man. When you see this person coming, you're like, oh, God, here we go.
Okay, Tony, calm down, baby, dang. Is it that bad?
There go that man again.
Okay, mama, there go that man.
We've all had that feeling, you see, and that's not some way you should feel about somebody you're trying to build a relationship with.
Hell no. How you going to build a relationship with somebody to get on your damn nerve?
Thank you. It wears you down. At first, when you're attracted and you're in the cutesy stage of the relationship, it's cool, but as time goes by, that energy is somehow transferred to you because they're bringing that to your table. They're clouding your positive energy. And without positive energy, we can't do positive things. I shouldn't feel that way, you know, when I come home and I see you in the living room. I'm like, here we go. You know what I mean?
Okay.
To us. There should be more to us, people. So self-evaluation. So, you know what I mean? I'm going to go back over the little pointers again. Back
and if you come home, you look like SpongeBob, it's okay.
Well, you look like SpongeBob anyway, so because it is okay for you.
You know what I mean? Baggage. Come on, work on the baggage. Having a comfort.
That's true.
Having that trust in your own skin. All these good things are important. And also, one of the most important things is to have, and here go the biblical side of it, you have to have an encouraging spirit. Because you want, you know, I can't understand somebody who's with somebody and don't want to see him do good. And that's the craziest shit to me.
Why be with somebody if you don't feel that, you know?
Yeah. Why wouldn't you want the significant other? And there are petty, insecure men and women out there who would rather so rich. And like KBD always says, misery loves company.
Yeah, they think if you do bad, you stay right there with them because they're so afraid that if you do good, you'll find somebody else. But they don't realize that a person is going to stick with who's stuck with them. They're not going to be apt to leave.
Not all the time, bruh.
Yeah,
not all the time.
But that's true. But you can't worry about that. You know, you can't, because if you worry about that, then you end up being that kind of person we're talking about, trying to hold somebody back because you're afraid if they're successful, they're going to leave you. You know, so you just got to do things the right reason for the right reason and have a good spirit, a clean heart. And if the person's real and they're true to themselves and they're true to you, they're going to reciprocate in kind. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah.
the ones that are going to leave, shit, they're going to leave if they got money and make it or not. They're going to do the same thing anyway. You know, it just hurts more, you know, when you've been real supportive and somebody just jump up and bounced on you. But a lot of times people drive them away in the interim, you know. All the time they're being supportive, they still domineering, possessive, and you know what I'm saying? They disrespectful because they know that person need them. So, you know, they abuse that. So when a person get on their feet and don't need them no more, they bounce.
So it goes both ways.
Like you do.
I need to take that the wrong way. Cause do you see this finger? No, I guess this is radio, not TV.
You know what I mean? But there it is, man. So, you know what I mean? So it all comes down to evaluating what you want, what you need, in order to build on this positive relationship. You know what I mean? And that's what we're discussing today. 646-929-2870. Can a player play live every Sunday? And like I said, the show has been so good today that we haven't even had a chance to take a musical break. We've just been rolling, just talking about this, because I think this is so important.
I think you better play some music, man, before I kill our co-host.
And I love you too. Oh, wow.
So we go come back. Matter of fact, you know what?
What?
I don't know what to play. I'm trying to play something real mellow, but there ain't nothing really mellow on the musical screen. So I just
Tony.
Yes.
What was the name of that first song? What is it?
It's by Carl Thomas. It's called Rendezvous. I love that song. You know what I mean?
Very nice. Very nice.
I mean, I'll play it twice, but that ain't going to be so nice, so I'll do something else. I'll play some Round the Way Girl, because, you know, I like Round the Way Girls. They real simple, man. Straight up. We'll be right back.
Yeah, cheap date.
Earrings, at least two pair, a Fendi bag and a bad attitude. That's all I need to get me in a good mood. She can walk with a switch and talk with street slang. I love it when a woman ain't scared to do a thing. Standing at the bus stop, sucking on a lollipop. Once she gets pumping, it's hard to make the hottie stop. She likes to dance to the rap jam. She's sweet as brown sugar with the candy jams. Honey-coated complexion, using Cabernet. Let's hear it for the girl, she's from around the way. That's why I had to dedicate at least one rhyme to all the cuties in the neighborhood. Cause if I didn't tell you, then another brother would. You're sweet like sugar with your gangster talk. Wanna eat you like a cookie when I see you walk. With your rayon silk, or maybe even denim. It really doesn't matter as long as you're in them. You can break cards and manipulate minds, or surrender, act tender, be gentle and kind. You always know what to say and do. Cold flip when you think your man is playing you. Not cheap or petty, you're ready for loving. You're real independent, so your parents be bugging. But if you ever need a place to stay, come around my way. Bobby Brown button on your sleeve. I tell you, come here, you say, meet me halfway. His brother's been popping that yang all day. Around the way, you're like a neighborhood jewel. All the homeboys sweat you, so you're crazy cool. Wear your gold in the summer with your bike and shorts. While you're watching all the brothers on the basketball court. Going to the movies with your homegirl's crew. While a businessman in suits be hawking you. Baby hair pumping, lip gloss shining. I think you're in the mood for whining and dining. So we can go out and eat somewhere. We got a lot of private jokes to share. Lisa, Angela, Pamela, Renee, I love you. You're from around the way.
Around the way, girl. That's the one for me. Hey, hey, welcome back. Your boy Pretty Tone, man, in the building with my man K Diddy, Lady Joy, Can I Play a Play? Welcome back to the show. The topic is, how can we make a relationship despite our past? And we were out here giving up pointers. We're no, by no means experts, you know what I mean, but we're human beings. We all have emotions. We all been through some things. We all been through good relationships, bad relationships. And, you know what I mean, hopefully whatever we're saying today positively affects somebody. You know what I mean? This might be a vehicle the universe is bringing you this message because you're going through some things. Because the switchboard is lit up. A lot of y'all are just listening, so we appreciate that, you know what I mean? We also got our faithful, I don't even know what to call them, but they're more than listeners. They are partners in crime, loyalty, and passion who come through almost on a weekly basis and ride with us, and y'all are greatly appreciated, man.
That's right. That's right.
Well, thank
we
you.
We appreciate different opinions.
I consider myself a faithful fan of the show.
Faithful fan, and it's greatly appreciated, man. You know what I mean?
Yes, we do.
Joy and them help keep K. Diddy in check because the boy gets nuts, and, you know, I'm his boy, so I can't ride against him, so sometimes I just got to be quiet and let the ladies regulate him, you know what I'm saying?
That still sound like a, that still sound like a setup to me.
You like it. You like it when we're rough, so don't even.
That sound like a setup to.
And it's almost crazy to me that we are almost down to, like, the last 10 minutes of the show. The show's just been rolling on. If you're listening, tell a friend, come join us, you know what I mean? And let's talk about this thing, man, you know? We ain't trying to change the world, but we're just trying to put a little bit of positive energy out there, you know what I mean? And you'd much rather me be on the air talking to you than hollering at you the ski mask way, you know what I'm saying?
I heard that.
Okay. So there go one of my uglies. I'm trying to do positive things.
Okay, there go one of your uglies.
So that I can stay a positive person, man, and put this positive energy out there, ladies and gentlemen. So, you know, we're talking about the whole relationship thing today, man. And once again, shout out to Player Ology. Take a dose of Arkwright. You've got to take a dose of Arkwright. And if that's going over some of y'all head, that's basically sitting down and, you know what I mean, and checking yourself before you wreck yourself.
Well, sometimes a person has to be force-fed some Arkwright because they don't even know.
True that. True that. And, you know, that's a good thing you just said, Joy. And sometimes it takes a person coming into your life. Be like, you know what, brother or sister, you need to take a dose of Arkwright because a lot of times you have people around you who are engaging in the same negativity that you are, so they don't see nothing wrong with it. Take somebody that's strong enough to come in and be like, yo, man, you really need to check yourself. Do you see what
you're
doing?
Before you wreck yourself.
Do you see what you're doing? You're a grown-ass man. And look at the style of crap involved in, man. You know what I'm saying? So we can't take people like that for granted. When people bring in, you know what I mean, constructive criticism. If you're just criticizing me just to criticize, don't nobody want to hear that. Like KB to say, that's nagging. I don't need your nagging, but if you're giving me constructive criticism, I might be hostile at first, but like they say, the truth hurts.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
True.
So then we
can't stand the heat, get your monkey ass out the kitchen.
Real talk, man. Real talk. So, you go KB, shameless plug. My man, www.worldmovement.com. Come through, holler at us, see what we're working on. You know what I mean? See the new projects we got in the work. Support the projects we got. We got a lot of independent artists that we're working with. We got a book there on the website. Come through. We autograph every copy sold off the site. And we appreciate the love that we have received. Lady Joy, please bless people with your contact info and how they can reach out to you.
JoyLashon at yahoo.com. That's JoyLashon at yahoo.com.
And www.dominatrix4u.
That's right. Make sure you have your credit card ready.
Half whips will travel.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? Passion and loyalty. Y'all have an organization that you say worked with troubled teens or something like that?
That's correct, and we'd like to thank you kindly. Anyone trying to contact us are welcome to contact us at teenlifeunlimited@yahoo.com.
There you go. The good folks, because of teens, need our help because they're young. A lot of them get lost, think they're grown, and really don't know what
our future.
We all been through it. We think we're grown and don't know a damn thing, seriously. You know what I mean? And go ahead, K. Diddy, put it out there.
I know some grown people that think they're grown and they still don't know a damn thing.
Straight up. Tell the good folks how they can get at you, brother.
Very simply, either you could Google me. No. No. Lamont@worldmovement.com is the easiest way. You get at me. Got a lot of
or
projects coming out.
Cheapskate.com.
I'm a killer, Tony. I'm a killer.
I know you are. Go ahead, brother.
But anyway, before I was so rudely interrupted, worldmovement.com is the place to get us. The office number is 323-957-7322. We have people on staff that can receive your call at any time.
Real That's quick, him Tony. Screening the calls.
Real quick, Tony, whatever
yes.
happened to Most Cool?
Fluffy Delicious got him.
Oh.
Mm-mm.
That's
okay.
A
mm-mm.
Can, yeah, I'm just playing. We haven't heard from him in a while. He has some projects that he's been working on, and they really genuinely take up a lot of his time. So maybe he'll join us again. Maybe he won't. I'm not sure. I haven't personally spoke to him in a while. But I know he had a lot of projects that he was working on. So, you know, sort of like Dr. Mandrake, he's been traveling a great deal. That's why he has been on the show.
Okay.
Hey.
I miss Dr. Mandrake.
I do, too. I'm going to have to get at him. But, you know, he's dealing with all that cosmic stuff and all that cosmic energy. So,
Shout
out to Most Cool, Dr. Mandrake. Get at your boy. You know what I'm saying? Can a player play live 2:30? Every Sunday right here on Blog Talk Radio. For everybody that takes their time to listen to me holler, get at your boy, you know what I mean? You can follow me on the whole Twitter joint. You can follow me on SelassieSon, that's Selassie I Son, on Twitter. Holler at your boy. I love my Twitterites. Get at your boy at Facebook, you know what I mean? Pretty Tony on Facebook. Just do it all, man. Get at you. I'm everywhere out there, man. Trying to do this thing. Send me an email, prettytonylv, that's like in Las Vegas, @hotmail.com. Get at your boy. Also, get out there. Support your boy. So proud of the new book that I'm about to drop. You know what I mean? Or if you want to holler at your boy, you know what I mean? Damn, I done forgot my fan number, but I'll remember it another time. It ain't no big deal, man. I'm going to take these last couple minutes to say that for everybody who I see that listens to the archives, everybody that listens to the show online, everybody that calls in, your boy appreciates you taking all that time to get at me. You know what I mean? Look out for the new book. We're working everything out now, getting all details together. Support the book Playerology. Support Player Step Your Game Up. We're trying to move this thing, man, and it is greatly appreciated. So today, we discussed positive aspects of a relationship despite our past. If you've taken anything away from the show, take this. Get to know yourself. Get to know the people you're with. Get to know the people around you. Make sure that the things that you want are things that are good to you, not things that are bad to you, because nothing is good about negative energy. So don't be afraid to love. Don't be afraid to try love.
Don't be afraid to try new things. You never know what the future has in store for you. You dig what I'm saying? But I done got all intellectual and philosophical and all that good stuff, but at the end of the day, I'm a brother from the hood, straight up. So I'm going to let some hood music take you all out, because keep your hustle on, keep your hustle up, and don't let nobody stop you from tracing your dreams.
Too late to turn back now. Now.
Get your money, get your money.
Bust the bus.
Get your money, get your money.
Top five.
Get your money, get your
money. Hey, I'm about to activate a Wonder Twin power on it.
T-Pain. Yeah, you should already know when I walk in the door that it ain't no use in fronting on me. Fronting on me. I'm a hustle, I'ma do my thing. You already know what it's gonna be. I keep hustling. And if you feel me, put your hands up and come and sing the hustlers anthem with me.
Anthem like la 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 la.
Yeah, yeah.
La 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 la.
I keep hustling, dog.
La 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 la.
La 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 la. I keep hustling, dog.
La 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 la.
Yeah, yeah.
La 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 la.
I keep hustling, dog.
Do what it do all day. Come through and get it jumping, throwing money away. It don't matter if you're hustling a bundle of you, or you got a 9 to 5, let the champagne spray. Boom, click a little dumb or Jouette Rosé. Two chicks on my arm when I step, okay. Gillette razor sharp, you know the boy don't play. DC-10, drop me down at Sandro Pay. Yeah,
let the money machine roll on.
We been leading in this like you in the street so long. Every time I drop you, I can never do no wrong. I progress you when your little crew prolong.
Go!
You hate it, I know your forte. We blind your little shine you portray. Why you wanna leave? I know your little chick won't stay. And if you violate, see, I make sure you all gon' pay.
You should already know when I walk in the door that it ain't no use in frontin' on me.
Frontin' on me.
I'm a hustle, I'ma do my thing. You already know what it's gon' be.
Down. You ain't gonna wanna miss it when the go down. We celebrating like we throwing money around. Bring a lot of trauma, about to order a couple of rounds. Look, I know at times it probably seem like the hardest when you ain't got it, but you gotta go and get it regardless. Check it, get up on your hustle, homie.
Get up and go.
And do it proper for the
veteran.
And go on Copper Island and do a lot so I can
stack up a road
with a couple billion with a
fashion of flow.
Up in the mansion, listen, I'm only telling you the theme of this caper is get your money to stack up your paper. Let's keep it going.
You already know when I walk in the door that it ain't no use in frontin' on me.
Frontin' on me.
I'm a hustle, I'ma do my thing. You already know what it's gon' be.
What it's gonna be.
I keep hustling,
yeah.
I keep hustling,
yeah.
I keep hustling,
yeah.
I keep hustling,
yeah.
And if you feel me, put your hands up and come and sing the hustlers anthem with me.
Anthem like la 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 la.
Yeah, yeah.
La 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 la.
I keep hustling, dog.
La 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 la. La 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 la.
I keep hustling, dog.
La 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 la.
Yeah, yeah.
La 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 la.
I keep hustling, dog.
Random. And the way to the way they throwing a tantrum. Trying to hustle, cop a plane, a couple ships, new anthem. You hustle up on the blocks and hustle a ransom.
Now,
but as long as you can go and muscle a grip, whether you're shining from a grind or if you hustle legit, either way, get money. New. Turn on the switches for power, hustle, and then stack all your riches. That's how we on it.
You already know when I walk in the door that it ain't no use in fronting on me.
Fronting on me.
I'm a hustle, I'ma do my thing. You already know.
Blame it on the groove, got you feeling loose, too. Blame it on the tone, got you feeling gone. Don't wanna seem like she easy. I hate saying what you won't do.
on, she tipsy. She put her body on.